Now, just tell us about Walter Brennan.
Well, Walter come up there, huh? He was in the ordinary, he was in the Kennedy in the town there. His name was Jones. He was taking charge of the wood. He went to the camp. He took sick. Hepatitis. He was 5 days. The dude not eligible. From that, Hackney came down there and cut him open and he got out of it. And he stayed right there. Oxbow Flat there.
The Oxbow Flat?
With Mount Elbow.
Mount Elbow, I've heard of that.
When he went back to woods again, he gave us a different job. Working on the camp, something like that.
Well, how did he happen to be up here?
Well, I don't know. He was young,
but
you know
him. And his name was Jones then?
No, Jones, that was Walter Jones.
Oh, was he still Walter Brennan?
Yeah,
was that his name at the time?
Yeah, but he didn't come in all our camps. He was in a different camp. Every camp was a different boss, you know. I was in the county, and he was in the other one, you know.
So you actually saw it?
But we had everything, you know. She just come out, flat, and cut him up. They got in the book in action that. Where'd you get that book there, Nash?
Must be in the library. They've
got it there.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I got it, the library there. Somebody reading it to me. I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You began to do it. Walter would be my age already now. Mm-hmm.
And then he left here and he must have gone out west?
I seen him the night and he was on there.
Yeah, he's good too.
Oh, he's showing them when the hat's always coming down now.
Yeah. He was quite a comedian, but he was funny on the channel all over back in those days. I suppose he was just...
What have we done? He just was somebody else, you know, and I think. Not me, but there. Now they've done all those rules anyway.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. When you guided, did you ever guide anybody famous?
I got a person from Bangalore, I got a person from the last party I had four of them from New York. The captain, when me and Jeff Swayze together. He was Jeff Swayze.
That's Fred Sheldon. Yeah. Harry's brother?
Harry's brother, yeah. Well, Harry never guided much, but Jeff me and Jeff, I don't know. We had two pieces.
Didn't he marry a McKay girl?
Yes, yes, sure. He was a McKay.
Remember that gentleman?
Yeah, Walter's girl. And Walter was sparse at the time, see? Then he loved him. He just came on the cross in the field.
Walter McKay had a blacksmith shop?
Yep.
Where about?
What I'm doing is now. Sandwich. I'm a different kid.
I'm going to go to Ella Bell's house here. Back in those days, how much did they charge the two horses?
Well, that I couldn't remember. I couldn't say.
That was so
bad. I think about $4.
$1 a foot. $1 a foot?
I think so, yeah. Something like
that. Not too much. How often did they use them to shoe the horses?
Well, come on, how many use the horses? She used them all up and rip them off and twist them up and get them on the floor and then two around and do what you could work in the other day with them on the front road in the mud and rock. It's way out quick, you know, see. You used to throw the horses on their side from here with horses. Go right to where I couldn't miss out in. All smoke, nothing wounds. 4 days we could fit.
You think it was better then than it is now?
Well, in a way, it was better in a way. There was more work, and you live good. You never suffer for nothing. Wages were very high, and the service was cheap.
Yeah. Now, people were a lot happier then.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, I guess.
I think they were more thoughtful with each other. They used communication. Well, the business itself during the week and the weekend, they get together. There's no more Saturday night like there used to be.
No.
Gosh, you don't even have bean suppers anymore on Saturday nights. That's...
Well, we haven't here Saturday night.
My maid's a baby. She bakes bread. She...